Yeah, so that's the shaila that comes up this year, because there's the minhag, the Mechaber writes that in shul you daven, you say halal, full halal with a bracha, and the minhag Ramah is not to say. So according to, if you don't say halal in shul all year round, it's not an issue. For those who say halal in shul, what about if there is no shul? So if you're davening at home, is there any Indian of saying halal? So interesting, if you look at the Lashon HaMachaber, he actually writes Bitzibur. But whether he means, whether Bitzibur is Dafka or Lav Dafka. So Rav Schechter always quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. Again, this isn't the only opinion, but it depends why you're doing it. So there are many Ashkenazic shuls that don't follow the Ramah, and they do say full halal with the bracha in shul. Many young Israels, why? Because they're Talmidim of the Rav Soloveitchik. So as I'll see, so if the only reason you're saying halal in shul, Leil Pesach, because you're following the Rav Shita, which is many, then you should not say like you're saying. Because why? Because the Rav used to say, it's based on a Vilna, even though the Briska Rav is a different pshat, which could be a nafkamina, but the Rav always said over from there's a gra. We know by Chanukah, there's a choves hayachid, everyone lights in their house. So there's something we don't find in the Gemara that we find the Shulchan Aruch bringing down. You light Chanukah candles in shul with a bracha. The shaila is like, why? There's no mitzvah there. What's the inyan of making a bracha? Where did the minhag of in shul come from? So I think it's the Radvaz. So some achronim, some point out that it's an inyan of presuming nisa. So originally people used to light outside. So once they moved it inside, the rabbis introduced lighting in shul. So the assumption is there are more people in shul than there are in, the assumption was, well, you lit outside, there are a lot more people outside looking at them, but there are more people in shul than there are in your house. So that's where the minhag does. So the Vilna Gaon writes that Chazal, anytime there's a mitzvah persume nisa biyachid, they set up persume nisa barabim. So since we have a mitzvah to light candles in our house, so then I guess the question on the Gra is, what about, I guess maybe if you're lighting outside, that was fulfilling barabim also, so there was no need to add shul. But once we moved it inside, so the Gra says that we go ahead and we light inside. We light in, so he says same thing here, Leil Pesach, that just like you have a mitzvah presume nisa, the Dalet Kosos b'yechidus, so too, Chazal wants to institute a presume nisa b'rabim, so we do it in shul, Leil Pesach. So that was to the Rav, so based on the Rav, even if you had 9 boys, and you had a minion in your house, according to the Rav, you wouldn't say how, because there's no yotir presume nisa. You can have the same presume nisa at your Seder. So it's not even the minion so much. Like if you only can have 10 at your minion and 10 at your Haggadah, so the Rav would say not to say halal with not to do halal at all, Pashtus. And certainly not how there are other poskim who say even b'yechidus you make it with a bracha. So there's a Briska Rav Shita that holds, why do we do it? Because there's different two types of halal based on Rav Haigo and Iran, that there's halal b'toras kriya and there's halal b'toras shira. So the halal we say in shul, that's b'toras kriya, which is a chiddush. We don't usually say halal b'toras kriya at night. And the halal we say at the Haggadah is spontaneous. That's why there's no bracha. So I'm just pointing out, so that's Rav Schechter Shita. He said one should not say halal this year. And Avadja Yosef and others are cholek and say, you still can make halal with a bracha at home. So, Safek brachos gohakel. It's not an issue for me because I follow the minhag Ashkenaz. I don't say halal. I mean, whatever. I'm in the hotel, I make a pshara. I make an announcement for those who have a, because it's a minhag Ashkenaz shul. So strictly speaking, there is no halal. So therefore, I can't, even though half the shul or more probably say halal, so I say we do it after davening. So therefore, those who want to leave, and then afterwards they make a, yeah. So that. Yeah, so, but in any way, that's its famous mice. I think one of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he ended up in Vilna on Leil Pesach one year, and he made a minyan. He did Hallel. By the way, the Grush Shita was not to say Hallel on Leil Pesach. The Shita was to say Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you a secret. In Vilna, they didn't care. Even in the shul, he davened, they didn't listen to him. You know, one Galdo once said, I'm Rabbeinu Shel Klal Yisrael, except my hometown. No one listens. Some might say, I'm Rabbeinu Shel the Tzibur, except at home. My wife doesn't listen to me. What I'm saying is, so they talk about that. So they didn't, the Gra himself didn't say Hallel, but in the shul he did. So the Rebbe said Hallel, so they would do, the Gabbai said, what are you doing? So he apologized, and he said, why don't you? He says, because the Rama says not to. He says, you're reading the Rama the wrong way. The Rama does say not to, but he says, you have to read it properly. The Lubavitcher Rebbe likes saying, he's bemoaning the fact, ain't on a omrim shira. We wish we did say shir, but we don't. You know, that's just a joke they say over that. That really happened, but that's what he was saying, that you have to read the Rama properly. So either way, those who don't say Hallel, it's not an issue. And even, I said, those who follow the Rav, which are many out there, you shouldn't say it, because that's the Rav Shita. And then those who follow other Shitas of Adyos or others, so that is, you know, they could speak to the local posek if they tell them to say Hallel with a bracha or not. But there's Yesh v'Yesh. Hallel with a bracha, no bracha, no Hallel at all. So, that's true all year round, but it's especially true this year. It's more of a shaila this year because, in theory, I like to say in practice, but in theory at least, there are no minyanim going on. Right.